Hey, can we start everything?
Yeah, hang on.
Sorry.
Right, here we go.
Well, good evening, everyone. My name is Warren Lance, and what a treat it was listening to everyone dialing in from all over the world. I mean, how incredible. Last week, we had a stellar call. We had an individual on the line training us, and a gentleman that's earned in excess of $17 million in network marketing. He's the author of the book Building an Empire, which is probably one of the best network marketing books out in the industry right now. And some of the things that this individual has done, I mean, think about this. Imagine enrolling 10 people a month, okay, not just for 1 month or 2 months or 6 months or 1 year, but 10 years straight. This individual knows what it takes to really move your business forwards, launch your business, but be consistent. I mean, it's phenomenal. And I mean, this guy did such a tremendous call last week. I remember at the end of the call, I said, Brian, I want to twist your arm to come back and talk about a 90-day run. I know in our company, we call it a 90-day game plan, but same thing. And you know what? He's agreed. He's agreed. He's back again this week to lay out a 90-day run for us that is proven time and time again. And you know what? As I said last week, it's all about language. And what I believe is the language that he may share with you is going to click for some of you listening in, and it's going to make such a difference to your business. So it is an absolute treat to bring back to the line the one, the only, Mr. Brian Carruthers. How you doing, Brian?
Warren, good to be back. I would normally say it's been a long time, but it's been a few days.
Yeah, it has. I mean, this hasn't happened before. And I got to say, I am so very, very, I guess, feel honored and privileged to have you coming back on the Take Action team call once again, just to share your knowledge with our organization.
Hey, it's a pleasure. You know, I don't know how you pulled it off, because normally I tell people I don't have time to jump on all people's calls, and people ask me for, you know, what I charge for personal, you know, mentoring and coaching. I just don't have the ability to do it. But here we are. You know, you guys are great friends, and I respect you to death. So, you know, happy to be on here. And I think that this topic that you've asked me to come back again on to do a deeper drill, this 90-day run, I think this, I couldn't say no, because I know what this is going to do for people's businesses.
Oh, and I know that too. Now, before we jump into that, I just want to mention to everyone that you've offered a special deal to the Take Action team. And before I talk about what you're actually making available to us, think about this. Imagine getting 1 hour to sit down, have like a 1 hour lunch with Brian. Like, what would you pay? I mean, I'll tell you what, I'd pay $1,000 to go for lunch with him and just pick his brain. I mean, one of the industry experts. I mean, this individual, Brian's invested over 30,000 hours to become not just a master. Right, we're talking the 10 hours of mastery. He's put in over 30,000 hours to become a master. And in the special training, it's recorded. You get access to the videos all live. It was a generic training. He was training other individuals, industry experts, 5 hours of training, and then 12 months of coaching after the fact. For, get this, $297 for us guys. I mean, I got to say thank you. I had to twist his arm a little bit, but you agreed, so now it's out there. And again, I'm just going to put this out. I'll talk about it a little bit more at the end of the call, but empirebuildertraining.com. And regularly he's putting this out to the end of the month at $500, but for us, $297. So my belief is if you invest the $300, I mean, you should be getting a 10 times return. You should see at least a $3,000 impact in the business. I know Jen Schultz from Australia, our number one money earner in Australia, is blown away by this course. She thinks it's one of the best ones she's ever listened to. I know Kyle McCrash gave me two thumbs up about his course. So I'm just telling you, it's strong. But before we talk about that, because, I mean, just listening about this course, I get excited, and I can hit on some of the highlights of it, Brian. But let's get down to what we really want to talk about today, and that's a 90-day run. I mean, ramping up our business, taking it to the next level, where all of a sudden we've created that momentum. Do you want to take us through how you would, if you were mentoring all of us, and you are, what would be the format?
Sure. Well, it comes down to, first of all, if you don't have a strong why, then you're not going to do the business in the first place. That will get so cliche as you go through your network marketing career. You're going to hear everybody talking about your why has got to be strong. It's got to make you cry. It's got to move you to action. And, you know, and it's true. If you don't have a strong why, then everything else in life is going to take precedence, and you're never going to give any attention to your business. So your why has got to be strong, especially when you're talking about not just doing what you've been doing, but a 90-day run is basically taking 90 days in an all-out sprint. I'm talking about like tripling up what you normally would do in your business. If you're normally doing two exposures to prospects a day, you know, getting two prospects a day to be interested in hearing about and looking at a presentation for your business, if you're doing two a day in a 90-day sprint or 90-day run like this, you're going to triple it up to six a day. If you're already doing five a day because you're a serious builder, you're going to be doing 15 a day. So if your why is not strong, you're not going to be motivated enough to do this. And by the way, let me just make a quick comment here. I can't teach motivation. You either have it or you don't. So, you know, if you're motivated, a 90-day run for somebody who wants to launch their business is going to be huge. Or somebody who may have been kind of plateaued or maybe stuck, frustrated because your business is not where you hoped it would be a year ago. Well, guess what? You can launch or relaunch your business with a 90-day run. A 90-day run, basically, is like trying to get your airplane off the runway. I mean, you can't just go 20% throttle. You can't just walk. You can't just kind of cruise off the runway. I mean, if you've ever flown in a plane, which I bet most of you have, you feel it. When they start going and they get out to the runway, they make that turn, another point is straight, they full throttle down, and it builds up speed and gets enough lift with that momentum to be able to get up to the cruising altitude. That's where we need to get you guys. Once you get to cruising altitude, then you throttle back to 65%, and now you've got the ability to get where you want to go. And by the way, if you're gonna fly your plane from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C., across the United States, you know, you give it 100% throttle to get up off the runway and get up to cruising altitude. By the way, you don't expect the plane. The plane can't stay at 100% throttle. You know why? At 100% throttle, guess what's going to happen around Kansas? You're going to crash. You're going to run out of fuel. No plane can go 100% throttle the whole way. It won't have enough fuel to do that. It has to throttle back to 65% to be able to make it all the way to Washington, D.C. So what I'm saying is, you know, 90 days of pain for a lifetime of gain. If you just get your plane, your business, off the ground and give it a massive burst right now, 90 days from now, you will be able to throttle back. You will be able to get balance back in your life. You will be able to actually slow down and enjoy the journey and smell the roses and enjoy the process. So here's, you know, let me just jump into some of the kind of the ideas around this 90-day, you know, run. By the way, just so you guys want to write this down, there is a tracking sheet that will allow you to manifest the activity that comes in this 90-day run. You'll be able to put it all in one place. You can track it. You can, you know, inspect what you expect. I mean, if you're looking for results but you're not getting results, the activity must not be there. So you can actually track what you're doing, and you can inspect where you are and figure out, okay, well, I'm not doing enough exposures, or I'm not doing enough follow-ups, or I'm not doing enough sit-down presentations, or I haven't been to a training in a while, so that you can actually track the different actions that are required to have massive success. So if you want to get that, go to briancarruthers.com/90-day. briancarruthers.com/90-day. And I'm sure Warren can go ahead and shoot that out to you all later. If you're driving right now and you can't write it down, I get that. So you'll see this tracking sheet that I'm gonna you know, kind of talk about here in a few minutes. But, you know, first of all, it's all about your goals. You have to set goals, and you have to track them. two different kinds of goals. You have to have your success goals. Here's what I want to accomplish. I want to have this much volume. I want to have this big of a team. I want to achieve this pin rank or level rank. I want to make this amount of money. So you have your goals of what you're trying to accomplish. But then you also have to have goals as far as your activity goals. Everybody wants to talk about, I want to make 10 grand a month, and I want to become a platinum or a whatever, a diamond in my company. Okay, that's all well and good. But that's the dream, okay? We can't just always be in dream mode and results mode and reward mode. We need to be in activity mode. We need to do income-producing activity. So that we break that down, okay? You know, how many exposures are you making? You know, getting a prospect to check out a video, a conference call, a live presentation somewhere, you know, making follow-ups. You've gotten fortunes in the follow-up. If you don't follow up with the prospects that you initially approached and you had them check out information but you don't bother calling them up to – answer some questions and get them signed up, then you're wasting your time. Exposure is everything, but fortune is in the follow-up. So we've got to make sure that you guys have some goals that motivate you, but then the activity goals that you need to be accountable to, okay? So let's talk about a few of these things. Let's talk about what a 90-day run is, okay? The 90 days is basically you're going to pick a date in your calendar that you're going to start it. For some of you guys, it might be tonight or tomorrow. Okay, you guys decide. But that 90-day window, it needs to be in your calendar. You need to fill your calendar with all the important things, you know, with different training events, with team events, with maybe your team has a weekly conference call like we're on right now. This should be in your calendar. You should never miss this conference call, for example, unless you're on the other side of the globe and it's not, you know, you're sleeping at this time and you have to get the download and check out the replay. Totally cool. But you've got to plan out your 90 days. Put the big rocks in first. If you've got a convention, it goes in there. If you've got a big Super Saturday training event somewhere at a big hotel, you put that in there. Put the big rocks in first, and then you put all the smaller rocks in and around it. During this 90 days, your goal is to triple up your activity. What does that also mean? It also means that if you're tripling up your activity and you're taking time that you are not investing in your business from somewhere, it means it's coming from somewhere. It means that you're going to sacrifice. So during a 90-day period, you know, you have to be willing to give up to go up. So you might say, well, I'm doing this business because I want more time with my kids. Okay, perfect. Me too. Well, guess what? You're going to have to sacrifice some time with your kids to be able to get more and better quality time with your kids. So, for example, if you're now going to spend less time with your children for the next 90 days than you already are now, that's going to be very hard for a lot of people to swallow because you're already depressed about the fact that you don't have enough time with your kids, and now you want, and that, now we're talking less time. Yes, that's what I'm saying. You've got to be a little bit more imbalanced in your life in order to accomplish the great results that's going to get you the rest of your lifetime with your kids. Many people are not willing to pay this price. You know, because I was willing early on in my son's life to really go out there and really crank my business up, I'm able to go on every field trip with him now. I'm able to go out and take him on vacations to Turks and Caicos or to Disney World and different things that I do with him. But if I did not pay the price up front, I would not have the resources or the time freedom to do that. So, again, you have to be willing to make sacrifices financially. Maybe you're in a financial position where money is very, very tight. And maybe you need some money. I'm not sure exactly what you guys use as far as, you know, DVDs or physical tools, or maybe it's more online stuff or whatever. But everybody's got some kind of an investment they need to make in their business. Maybe it's going, you know, and taking more people to lunch. And maybe you're spending $15 to buy somebody lunch while you tell them about Isogenics. Well, guess what? You have to be willing to spend more money in this 90 days because you're going to take three times more people to lunch. But it will come back to you in spades. I mean, whatever investment you make in your business, it's going to come back, you know, tenfold. I always tell people, like, whether it be investing in your own personal development, every dollar you spend in personal development, reading books and listening to CDs and buying courses and all that, it will come back tenfold. So investing in yourself and investing in your business, you've got to amp that up right now, okay? So that's a little bit about what with the 90-day run. I'm going to get into how you do it in a second, but let's talk about why a 90-day run is so important. First of all, it helps you to stay accountable, and I think that's very important. When you actually are tracking your activity that's going to get you the results that you're looking for, that accountability is going to be great for you to see what you're doing, what you're not doing. But you also want to find a workout partner on your team or in your company somebody else that's not going to be a pushover, somebody else that also has big goals that they're running for and shooting for, somebody else that's also in this 90-day run campaign with you. That person can share with you their tracking sheet, and you can share yours with them. And you hold yourself accountable, just kind of like if you went to a gym. If you went into the gym and you worked out by yourself, I assure you, you'll be a lot more lax and a lot, you know, more lenient on your workout if you're there by yourself. You won't push yourself as hard. But if you've got a really good workout partner, they're going to stretch you. They're going to get you to go beyond what you normally would have done without them being there. Same thing in this business. So you want to have that workout partner as well, okay? Something else that is important with a 90-day run is that it allows you to create a new habit. You do anything for 90 days, it becomes habit. I mean, look, if you drink for 90 days straight, you'll become a drinker, okay? If you smoke for 90 days, you're going to have a hard time ever breaking that habit. If you go to church for 90 days, this same time next year, you'll still be going to church. You know, anything that you do for 90 days, it burns an imprint on your brain and it becomes habit. You're not going to create a habit in 9 days, okay? But you can do it in 90 days. It doesn't take you 9 years to create habits. See, when I first got started up in network marketing many, many eons ago, in my first 90 days, my mentor said, Brian, he explained the whole 90-day concept. He said, if you go run for 90 days, you do these activities, and you do it with zest and fervor and conviction and belief, and you just go crush it, you're going to not only get great results and get your plane off the runway and make a lot of money, but you will have built a new habit system in your brain that will be burned in, and you just basically run with that habit the rest of your career. That's why, Warren, when you said that I recruited 10 people a month, not just for the first month or two or 3 months. Yes, I did that in my first 3 months. But when I did that in my first 3 months, it became a habit. So I did it my fourth month, my fifth month, my 12th month, my 20th month, my 50th month, my 100th month, still did it for 10 straight years. As a matter of fact, I was the number one recruiter in my company last quarter. I mean, the habits, a good habit, you never want to break it. And they're hard to break once you actually have it as a habit. So this 90-day run is going to establish a great, successful habit for every one of you guys. So now let's talk about how to actually do this 90-day run, okay? A few things I would tell you is, number one, create a sense of urgency, which is going to be tied back to your why you're doing this. And look, you have to be urgent. If you're not urgent, your prospects won't be urgent to pull the trigger to sign up. That frustrates you. Why won't they sign up? Well, guess what? Maybe you're not urgent enough. You're not painting a picture of why they need to act now. If you make it sound like this opportunity is always going to be here, it's going to be always as great as it is, and they get to it whenever they want to get to it, guess what? They'll get to it when they want to get to it, which is probably going to be never. So if you're urgent, they'll be urgent. If you're urgent, your team will be urgent. So urgency is something I've always had my entire 17 years in my company. And secondly, speed. It's easier to build this business fast than slow. You know, the whole thing of the tortoise or the hare, it doesn't matter how fast you go, as long as you finish your race, it's all that matters. We can argue that. I mean, you could argue the value of giving kids in a soccer league, even if they don't win the game, still give them those little 3-inch trophies, you know, the little, hey, I played the game trophy. You know, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. You know, yeah, congratulations, you play, but it's like, well, if you reward everybody, then why shoot for really getting better and really winning the game? You know, right? So the way I look at it is, you know, it's you want to create speed in your business. Building this business fast creates momentum. And when you have momentum, you're getting results. And you're going to have more fun when you're getting results. And you're going to be very discouraged and feel bad about yourself when you're not getting results. And so what we want everybody on this line to do is to get results, which is going to create more confidence, which is going to give you more courage to go out there and talk to people that maybe are on your chicken list and you haven't called about your opportunity because you feel like, well, I need to have a little success first before I go talk to them. Well, guess what? In this 90-day run, we're going to make you so daggone confident, you're going to go out and try to recruit Obama when he's out of the office and looking for a job, right? So, you know, at the end of the day, urgency, speed, you got to be really focused for this 90 days. Again, you know, if you're already working the business 5 hours a week, you're now going to be doing 50 hours a week. If you're full-time, and maybe honestly, as a full-timer, most full-timers are maybe working a couple hours a day. Everything else is just kind of, in, you know, just other fluffy stuff. You know, if you're full-time, you know, really work this thing like you're working an 8 to 10 to 12-hour a day job. You know, people work that much at a job for somebody else. Why not work that hard for your business? So I'm asking all the leaders on the phone here tonight that you need to lead by example, because if you don't go on a 90-day run, the people on your team most likely won't do it. They'll copy you. So if you go out and run hard for 90 days and you're on Facebook and you're communicating with your team, you know, posting pictures and texting everybody, hey, I just left my third appointment for the day. I just came from this launch party. We signed up 6 people tonight. When people see all that happening, guess what? They're going to get caught up in the buzz and they're going to do the same thing. And the magic in network marketing is when you get your team to do what you're doing. Get a whole bunch of people out there, you know, running in sync with you. And we talked about clearing your calendar. You know, find, you know, ways that you can sacrifice. You know, you'd be watching less sporting events. You might be going on less field trips. You might have to have your spouse, you know, take care of the kids a little bit more than normal. You might have to be hiring a babysitter to go to, you know, do more business activity. Again, it's only for 90 days. I'm not asking you all to change your life and be nothing about business for the rest of your life. It's always going to be faith, family, and then finance. But, you know, and you don't neglect your faith. You don't neglect your family, but you're going to have to find a way to pull as much time into your business activity for 90 days as you possibly can. Now, let's talk about this sheet, the tracking sheet I was talking about. You'll understand this when you see it, okay? And when you go download it on that website we gave out to you, you'll be able to see on the download page once you actually put in your name and email. It'll give you all this information in there. But you want to print it out, and you want to draw a line down the middle of the page. On the left side of the page, it'll be your daily actions, and on the right side of the page, it'll be your weekly actions. So the daily actions are, you know, making new exposures to new prospects and following up with existing prospects, doing three-way calls with your upline to get your prospect on the phone with somebody who can answer their questions in a third-party, credible way with influence to help them make a decision. And then the fourth thing is, you know, long-distance packs. You know, for years I would send out, you know, DVDs or videos. Back in the day when I first started this, it was audios and video cassettes, VHS videos, right? Now it's DVDs, CDs. You know, look, if you don't have that, if you guys don't use that, you know, I don't know, then it could be just sending out, you know, a long-distance pack could be an email to someone with a video link in the email. That's fine. Then on the right side of the page, it's the sit-downs, which is a in-person belly-to-belly at a coffee shop or a restaurant or something like that with someone. And then you got the briefings, which is your hotel meetings, the luncheons, and you get points for attending, you get points for bringing guests. And then you got your PBR, which is a launch party, a private business reception, was what I was taught it's called, basically a home meeting. A PCC is a private conference call. It's a telephonic home meeting. So people who couldn't make it to your house for the launch party, you get them on the phone all at one time, and your upline presents the information over the phone that way. Then you got points for training and also points for, I mean, you'll get a point just for being on this call right now. Just for listening to this call each week, you get a point. Now, and again, it's all self-policing. You monitor this. It's for your own edification and knowledge. You know, that's all it is. But you want to have, your goal should be the 2020 goal. 20 points on the daily side and 20 points on the weekly side. So each day, just do these activities to add up to 20 points during this 90-day period. And on the right side, on the weekly, you know, again, 20 points. And then you can track this. And again, you can take a picture of it and just put it up on social media so you can show people that you're leading by example and that you're building your empire. But also you can use it as accountability. If I'm a leader, and let's say, you know, Jerry is a person on my team, and Jerry's complaining that he's not getting results, he's not getting success, and he's frustrated, I can simply say, hey, Jerry, go ahead and fax or scan over to me your tracking sheet. Let me take a look at what you got going on. Let's diagnose what's going on and why you're not getting results. And I can look at the sheet, and I can see he's got only a handful of new exposures this past week. He's done very few follow-ups. He's done no three-way calls. He sent out a few long-distance packages. He's done no sit-down. So I can get on the phone, and I can actually talk to Jerry and explain to him, here's where you're doing some good things, and here's a few things that you're missing. Let me tell you why this missing these things is holding you back, and let's start working on that. So this allows you as a leader to be a better leader and better lead your team, and they can be led better, and they can get better results. So, you know, and so I hope that what I'm giving you all right now is, I hope it resonates. I hope it excites you. You know, the business, you know, what we're talking about right now, it's not, we didn't revolutionize how you do your business. It's more how you do the how-tos. It's giving you more urgency. It's giving you more focus, more speed, clearing out your calendar, just focusing, you know, just doing three times as much activity and making some more sacrifices than normal, creating a habit, having accountability that maybe you're just hiding in the shadows doing your business on your own without really having any accountability, having no workout partner, having no interaction with your upline. Now I'm encouraging you to actually break that and actually have more accountability and more interaction with the people that can help you get to where you're trying to go. So, Warren, I don't know if there's anything else that I might have missed that you want me to share, but that's the essence of a 90-day run. I think the last thing I'll share with you, the magic is getting a whole team of people doing this all at once. Yeah, because if I start my 90-day run today, and Warren, you start yours 10 days from now, and let's say, you know, Keith, you know, starts his, you know, next Friday, and everybody's all, you know, running a different race. You know, the power of a race, if everybody gets into a marathon or a sprint, the finish line, everybody's running at the same time for the same finish line. And so at the end of this 90-day run that you guys are putting together, I would have something special, whether it be a huge webinar, global webinar, or a huge hangout, or a huge event, or maybe it's a convention, whatever that, but have a finish line where everybody kind of all runs through it with their chest out, with pride at the very end. You might be so tired from it that you even fall down on the ground and catch your breath in sheer pleasant agony, if you will. I mean, you gave it your all. You left it all on the track. You'll feel so proud of yourself, and I'm telling you, you'll feel like you can accomplish anything.
Wow. You're absolutely correct, and I love that idea, because a lot of times leaders will do a contest and say the top three get X, whatever X is. But the idea of doing a get-together for everyone, I absolutely love it. And timing-wise for us, we're going into basically May, June, July. There's 3 months, and the middle of August is our event. Well, we have a big celebration, and we're doing a big Take Action Great Gatsby party, where that's where we can all come together and celebrate like crazy for crossing the line and actually getting it done.
That's awesome.
So I love that suggestion. Now, Brian, with one of the things that comes up often is you'll get people that I'm all in, I'm going for it, but then what ends up happening as they're doing the run, you know what, week one was, oh my goodness, it was hard, but they're in the game. Week two, they're still going. Now we're getting to our third week. By the end of the first month, I've noticed, because we've been doing these 90-day game plans or 90-day runs for quite some time now, you start to get quite a large fall-off rate where people are just like, ugh, I can't do this. You're asking too much. And I'm sure you've experienced it in your business. What are your thoughts around that, like keeping people engaged for the full 90 days?
Well, I think recognizing it. You've got to recognize what you want more of. So if people are doing it and they're not really getting recognized for it, then they feel like, well, you know, I can just slip away a little bit. They're not recognizing me for being here. They won't recognize me that I'm not here. So you recognize what you want more of. So as people are doing it and they're submitting, I always have my members of my team when I'm on a 90-day run, and I don't use them too often because, again, you can't play the same route over and over again. The opponent will figure out your plays and they'll stop you, kind of like in football. So I do it here and there, you know, maybe a couple times a year we'll pick a 90-day run. But I have them fax or scan, email me a copy of their tracking sheet. And on our Facebook page, I'll post their names of all the people that are actually going that extra step and being accountable and sending it in. And I recognize them for still being in the race. You know, yes, some people just don't have enough motivation to stay in the race. You know, they might, after the first lap around the track, they quit. Second lap around, they quit. A third more quit. You know, and not everybody's going to win the race of this business. Or of this 90-day run. And, you know, I don't expect that everybody will. I just know that we put this 90-day run together. I mean, when Forrest Gump went on a run, a lot of people started running with him, but not everybody could stay with him all that time. But this is not one of those things where you're running across the country for months and months and months. This is literally just a 30-day, you know, a 30-day run three times over. Or what some people on my team have really kind of coined it as a one-day run that you do 90 days in a row. You know, just take it day by day, you guys. Don't get all caught up in this whole thing. Oh, my gosh, I got to do this for 90 days. No, do it today. Do it today and wake up tomorrow and do it again. Just one day run 90 days in a row. However you got to look at it, look, if somebody wants success bad enough, they'll do this because we're still talking about part-time effort. They're just doing a little bit more than what they're already doing. A lot of people were not doing much to begin with. So, you know, if somebody complains, I can't do this, okay, what can you do? Go keep working at a job for 10 hours a day, taking time away from your family and building no financial future, working for a job that doesn't care about you? Is that what you can do? You know my mindset.
No, I hear you loud and clear. Now, you shared an interesting fact that most full-timers, when you really look at it, put in, you figure about 2 hours a day, like an honest 2 hours a day of income-producing activities.
Well, I mean, I can tell you, I personally, for all these years, have put in a real honest day. I mean, I'm talking about like several hours of income-producing activity. You know, as time went on and I decided to spend a little bit more time in non-productive things. I don't do as much IPA income-producing activity as I did years ago, but because I was willing to pay the price and do a lot more then so that I can spend more time chilling now. But a typical full-timer that I've watched in all these different companies out there, if I ask them, hey, track for one day for me, or let's go back. Now that you know, you might change it up. Tell me what you did yesterday. Let's go back with the best recollection that you have. What did you do with your day? Walk me from the day, from the minute you woke up, what did you do? Did you go make a sandwich? Did you go stretch? Did you go work out? Did you listen to personal development? What did you do? And it took me all the way through until you went to bed. And we usually find that they talk to only a few prospects, which means that, look, if you're not talking to prospects about your product or your opportunity, whether it be your prospects or somebody on your team's prospects, if you're not talking to prospects, you're not making money. So many people that are full-time, they're not talking to prospects that much. They're talking to their team. They're talking to the company. They're doing all this other stuff, but none of that stuff builds your business. I mean, yes, some of that stuff is needed to be done, but I try to do that stuff before or after income-producing activity hours. Like, try to do that first thing in the morning or at the end of the night, if you can do that. But again, most full-timers are not barely talking to any prospect today. It does not take much to outshine the masses. I mean, literally, it does not take that much to make six figures in network marketing. You just got to be willing to do work when most people are not. They say they are. They're trying to convince themselves they are. But again, talk to prospects.
Love it. Now, if you're saying someone's doing a 90-day run and upping, and some of these people, they already have full-time jobs. So let's say they're doing 2 hours a day. I mean, you're going to compress it. You're going to have to steal some extra time. But if someone is, say, putting in, 2 to 4 hours a day, and I mean laser-focused, you talked about your point system where you're getting points for new exposures, you're getting points for follow-up, you're getting points for doing three-ways, you're getting points for like sending out that email with watch this video. So you notice those are all generating, income-generating activities. You're saying you want to generate 20 points in the day. And
yeah,
then on
so
the
check,
go ahead.
So check this, Warren. I mean, what you don't see on that chart is time. It doesn't say I spend an hour. I get 3 points for spending an hour in my business. I don't give a darn how much time somebody spends because you can spend an hour getting nothing done. So it's all about action. So if somebody's already got a job, they're working crazy hours, and they're devoting right now 2 hours a day to their business. Maybe they get home, and from 7 to 9 o'clock at night after the kids are fed, they're building their business. I'm not saying they need to go from 2 hours to 6 hours. I said triple their activity, not triple their time commitment. So, yeah, they might pull some time away from other things if they need more time because they're not a very effective person with time management, but I can say that, hey, look, in that two-hour period that people say that they're dedicating to their business, how many prospects are they talking to in that 2 hours? They maybe they're talking to two prospects in that time. Well, I would say less to more people and squeeze six prospect conversations into that 2 hours instead of two. So it's not a matter of a function of time. It's a function of how many true touches that they're getting with their prospects and their business.
Oh, I love that. And then so based upon that your point system of generating 20 points doing these activities, if someone's focused and they're working it, and it'll take a while because this is developing a new muscle, but is that something where they should be able to get through that in, say, 2 to 3 hours a day?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so I hope everyone's getting this. You can do a 90-day run. You can have a full-time job. You can have all these responsibilities. But if you're going to invest 2 to 3 hours a day of laser-focused time, you just heard Brian say you can do this. Okay? You're talking to one of the top recruiters in this industry, and he's telling you, you can do this if you're willing to invest 2 to 3 hours a day. But you heard him. It's not in that two-hour period having two conversations. It's, hey, saying less to more people, right? You're trying to get them interested so that then you can send them the video, so then you can follow up, so then you can get them on the three-way call and get them enrolled. I mean, you got to become very, very efficient in doing this. Now, on the flip side of the page, you're talking about weekly activities like that. A lunch meeting, doing a launch party for a team member. You're talking about doing like a launch party via Zoom. So, because all your friends aren't going to live in the same city, you can do a Zoom call, and you have people all over North America where all of a sudden, say, I'm hopping on, Lynn's hopping on, Jen's hopping on, Stu's hopping on, and now they're going to walk through the opportunity, talking a little bit about the ownership, talking about the products or service, and then talking about the timing and what's going on. I mean, very efficient utilization, and now you're going to help that person. They have 8 to 12 guests on the line listening in. I'll tell you right now, 80% are going to join. I mean, that's the numbers time and time again. You also say, Brian, the basic training, right, as far as putting in time, some training time during the week. You talk about a team call. Being on these calls every week keeps you plugged in, keeps the juices flowing. And then consequently, the goal is 20 points on those personal activities, 20 points more on the broader team activities, but you want 20-20 every week. Now, if people do that and they maintain it for the 90 days, I mean, talk to me, Brian, what kind of results are you seeing? I mean, you've been in this industry for almost 20 years. What kind of results are you seeing?
I mean, anybody who does a 90-day run is going to outproduce anybody who's not doing it, usually 10 to 1. I mean, they just crush it. And by the way, when you were talking about 2 to 4 hours or whatever, a night or a day, I don't want that to scare anybody off, because there's a lot of people that are in this business model with us that are not doing any. I mean, they might be doing like 10 minutes a day. Well, if you're doing 10 minutes a day, just do 30 minutes a day. I mean, if you're so busy that you can't do 2 or 4 hours a day, that's totally fine. But a lot of people can't.
Oh, we're losing you, Brian.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're back.
So, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you can't psych yourself out. Then people get psyched out if you start talking about these different time parameters of, oh, we expect you to go to do 2 or 4 hours a day. If you're already doing 1 hour a day and that was already a stretch, then just find a way to get three times more efficient in that hour if that's all that you can devote to this, or a half hour or whatever that is. And there might be a day that goes by where something happened. Your child got sick. You had to take them to the emergency clinic. Okay, then maybe that day got away from you. Don't beat yourself up, okay? Just get back on the horse and start running again tomorrow. So people get really – they tend to get so lost in the sauce and focus on the minutia of what we're talking about here. Let's just all boil this down. I think we can kind of wrap up with this sentiment. All we're talking about is just doing way more in a short period of time. Success compression, condensed time frames. Success compression is basically what it might have taken you 6 or 9 months to do, you just do it in 3 months. What could have taken you 3 days to do it, you do it in 1 day. What took you 3 hours to do, you do it in 1 hour. Just really just get focused. It just comes down to focus and just being excited about it. Because at the end of the day, if you're not excited, then you're not going to recruit many people into a business that you're not excited about. So don't make this thing drudgery and hard work and monotonous or like, oh my gosh, I'm freaked out by it. No, you're looking at it wrong. That's like saying you're you're grudgingly going to a concert that you love the artist, or grudgingly going to a wedding to marry somebody you love. No, you go into this whole process because you're excited about your business. And if you're not excited about your business, then this conversation has nothing to do with you. You got to go figure out how to get re-excited about your business.
Mm. You love it. Love it. And I think that's a great place to sort of to finish up. It isn't the amount of the time that you're putting in. It's the amount of conversations you're having. Again, if you only have an hour to put in, you know what? We're going to encourage you to try to maybe make it an hour and a half, because we are doing this 90-day run and we're trying to launch your business into momentum. But the reality is if you truly only have an hour a day, then make that day highly effective, that one-hour period where you're generating three times the activity out of it than you have been currently. And everyone's capable of that, and we're here to support you to achieve it. So, Brian, I want to thank you. I mean, that was killer. I'm going to touch on some of the aspects of your locker room training, because, I mean, I've gone through it, guys, and it is amazing. These 5 hours, like disc one, Brian's talking about why network marketing. He really delves into your why, and you hear it here in this 90-day run. You need to know your why to fuel you so that you do take activity, right? He's talking about setting goals. Again, he touched on it, right? You got to have activity goals as well as those rank goals or dollar goals. And then he touches on something called this compound effect. I mean, because that's what this industry is all about. The second hour, he's getting into starting new people right. And again, we're talking about sort of industry standards of setting people on the right track. He touches on the seven-step system, and we do it. We do the seven-step system, right? When people come in to network marketing, I mean, you got to get them excited, right? They need to make a list. You want to book that launch party for them. You know the results we get in the initial 2 weeks. Get that launch party booked. Do the conference call where you're basically doing a launch party over Zoom with a bunch of their friends, right? Getting them to commit to the weekly trainings. Getting them to the Super Saturdays, committing to the Super Saturdays. And if someone's coming in for the business, guys, get them to book their celebration ticket right now. Why wait? If someone's joining you to partner with you, get them to book their celebration ticket right now. That's what he's talking about, the seven-step system. He's going to delve into your story and get this, finding prospects. Brian's a master at finding prospects. Think about it. 10 people a month for 10 years straight. Okay, he's a master at finding prospects. You guys are going to love the second hour. Third hour, exposure to your opportunity, creating that urgency, closing, assuming the sale, and so much more. The fourth hour is all about time management, overcoming objections, the game plan, right? Fifth disc, right? Being consistent, creating that team culture, building that vision. I mean, it is just the most complete package of training I've ever seen. I know Jen is blown away by it also, so is Kyle. So, guys, if you're interested in it, and he's only given us this deal to the end of the month. So come the end of April, no longer can you get this deal. But right now, $297, and it's empirebuildertraining.com. Empire? Yeah.
Let me just say a couple things about this. Until the end of April, they can get the $297 price. So that I can assure everybody that's guaranteed. After that, then you break out everything, the physical product, the digital product. Those will each be $497 each. That's $1,000 there. The year of live training webinars is $1,200 for that. When we break that out and just sell that separately, they're getting that free as a bonus. But I want to point out that only the first 1,000 people that order to buy this program are going to be able to get in on the live coaching webinars for the next 12 months. So somebody might wait till later on this week and say, I'll just buy it on Thursday, I'll buy it on Friday, I'll buy it on Saturday morning. If they're one of those first 1,000 people and we're heading toward that number right now, then guess what? You'll get the program for $297, which will be great, but you'll miss out on the next year of me walking with you in your business and coaching you for the next 12 months live. That you won't be able to get in on that bonus. It's a bonus, but in my opinion, it's a killer bonus. And one other thing I would point out to you guys is, look, based on just the last 40 minutes we've been on this call here together, and I'll just use Warren as a representation of how many of you will probably think and feel. Warren, do you feel after we just did this talk together for the last 40 minutes that you learned something and you gained more perspective and ability to take this 90-day run and be more effective with it? I mean, did you learn something from what we just talked about?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, absolutely, that 90-day run, even though I've gone through the 90-day game plan many, many times, I got so much value out of this in clarity. There's tweaks that I'm going to do with the team, Brian, that I guarantee you are going to generate better results. So I want to thank you for that.
Perfect. Well, and my point being is that if you got a seven-figure earner on the line who is a leader of your team who just in the last 40 minutes got value himself, and all of you guys that are not yet where the Lances are right now that don't have his experience and knowledge and success yet, I'm sure you all would agree that you all probably also got great value just out of this 40 minutes. Can you imagine having 5 hours of this kind of training and insight? I mean, I'm not trying to boast about, you know, the information that I have in my head, but I don't want it in my head. I want it in your head, and I want it to show itself in your business and in your results. So that's why I'm so passionate about everybody getting this locker room training. I mean, like I said during the call, you know, whatever you spend on personal development comes back tenfold. If somebody says, hey, Brian, for $1,000, I'll teach you how to make $10,000 in return on that in the next 12 months, not even as a business person, as a human being with a brain that, how would I say, well, no, I wouldn't want to invest $1,000 to get 10. And that's just the way it works. You know, personal development, growing yourself. You want to grow your income, you have to grow yourself. As you grow, your income grows. Money, like water, seeks its own level. You need to grow yourself, and that's what I learned years ago when I spent, you know, I'm talking about $297 for this course. I've spent tens of thousands of dollars getting courses and books and CDs and flying to seminars. And you can have this right here in your hands in your home. So.
No, Brian, I'm fired up, buddy. I mean, I'm going through it again, and just it's the notes and it's the little things that, you know what, I've heard it over and over again, but it's your language. I love your language. It speaks to me, and it's just pointing out these little obvious facts, no different than with the tracking sheets for the team members committing to go for it, having them send it in, scan it, send it in to you every week. And then what I love is if you have a group of you, create a Facebook group that we're driving and then recognize them. Hey, these people got their tracking sheets in. I mean, they're serious about it. They're going for it. And it just creates that camaraderie, and it helps pull other people along. I mean, that's priceless. That alone's worth $297. So, my friend, I just want to thank you so much for your time. It's been an absolute treat. And I just look forward to you and your family coming up this summer and us getting in some salmon fishing. So we'll get that coordinated too. But take care, everyone. Have a blessed week. And Brian, again, once more, thank you so much for your friendship.
My pleasure. Great chatting with you. Talk soon.
Good night. Bye.